Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson, commencing a further chapter of Office Wife.
This time I shan't stay for it. And Jeff Pilgrim has only himself and his wife to blame for it. She hates me, and that makes it mutual. But if she was drowning, I'd pour water on her. Why, I talked Harry Palmer into doing what we have done. And Jeff can't do a single thing about it. Palmer asked Jeff to come to his flat tonight to help him with the figures. Well, I'm here, not Harry Palmer. I'm here in Palmer's flat waiting. And Jeff's just about due. This is one time when I'm going to pull out all the stops. This is Jeff now.
Hi, Harry. I'm a few minutes early, but... Good Lord, Stella.
Didn't you know I was helping tonight, too? Come on in. Oh, I'll answer it. Close the door quickly, it's cold.
You'll answer it. Where the devil's Palmer?
Hello? Oh, Harry. You are? Oh, what's rotten luck. Yes, I know. It can't be much till you get here.
Here I am in another of these situations. Getting him when I think I had a gremlin cooking him up for me.
Yes, Jeff just arrived. Oh, why, Harry. Yes, all right. I'll look after him for you. Bye. Well, come in here, silly. Don't stand out there in the hall.
Where's Harry? I thought he was going to be here.
He was, but he had to go back to the office. And he rang just then to say he'd be held up. Maybe for 10 minutes. Maybe for hours.
Held up with what?
Something to do with a schedule he can't find and we simply must have.
Oh, confound the chap. I could have taken Marcia to a show tonight.
Well, can't be helped.
Anyway, what are you doing here? Or shouldn't I ask?
I'm not paying Harry social calls, if that's what you mean. I offered to help him tonight the same as you did.
Oh.
Come on. Let's sit in front of the fire.
Want a cigarette?
No, thanks.
What shall we do while we're waiting?
Just talk. Do you mind me sitting so close?
Oh, no. Not at all, if it gives you pleasure.
It does.
Oh. Look, we could get Palmer's stuff started, couldn't we?
No.
Oh.
This isn't so awful, is it?
It'd be pleasant under different circumstances.
I'd like to take my shoes off and curl up.
Nothing transforms a woman's personality more.
Not mine. I'm lucky.
Oh.
See?
Oh, hang it. How long is Palmer going to be?
Jeff, why are you so terribly on edge when you're alone with me?
Oh, I'm alone with you 5 or 6 hours every day.
I mean like this.
Well, I'll have myself psychoed.
Yes. You know what I've always thought about you?
Yes, my nose is too long.
Your nose is perfect. No, I've always thought you'd make a divine father.
Well, maybe I would. All I need is some kids.
What's stopping you?
Marcia. Oh, hang it. I shouldn't have said that. I take it back.
But you can't, Ben. I'd love to have kids.
No, I can't imagine you with youngsters clutching at your knees.
That's because you always keep me a stranger to you.
Yes.
that I'm not staying to do, am I?
No. Look here, haven't you any special chap of your own?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Oh. In love with him?
Terribly. And he doesn't seem to know it. I'm in love. I want children. And I could make him far, far happier.
Yes, but if you're in love with this girl, Stella, why don't you tell him these things?
I am telling him.
You were rather on the cold side, Jeff Pilgrim, to start with Harriet. Now you're up in arms.
Why shouldn't I be? I like the fellow. Like him a lot. And you mark my words, Tressida. If Marcia doesn't pull herself together, she'll lose him.
To whom?
Now, how the dickens should I know? All I'm saying is that Marcia's a very foolish girl. And her upbringing's had a good deal to do with it.
That's right. Go on, blame me.
Come, Tressida, be reasonable. Put yourself in Jeff's place. An attractive young man with a highly strung wife. If you'd been more or less forced to spend half the night with another young woman, would you be fool enough to tell your wife about it?
Well, depends what I was hearing from my conscience.
Rubbish. You'd keep quiet about it at the time and hope you could tell the truth later on. Own up.
No, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. Now, where are my headache tablets? Head's ringing like a burglar alarm. There. Hear it? Oh, sorry, it's the doorbell. Who the deuce is this? You go, will you, Harriet?
Are you home, if it's for you?
No, and you don't know where I am. Don't be Marcia. She and Jeff are going to a show.
Hello, Uncle Tressida. I'm so sorry you've a headache.
Yeah, so it is you. I thought you and Jeff were going out tonight.
So we were, but he had to work.
Well, shut that door for Pete's sake. Is your aunt coming in?
Not for a minute.
So Jeff's working again, is he? I thought he had Benny Puller's affairs just about straightened out by this.
Oh, but he's not at the office. He went to Harry Palmer's flat to help with some figures or something.
Very decent of Jeff to give up his evenings with you to mess about with Palmer, isn't it?
I don't mind, really. Because Harry's done quite a lot for Jeff, one way or another.
What are these figures exactly? Do you happen to know?
Yes, Jeff did explain. It was Waldron somebody and company.
Waldron Hartley's?
That's right. Well, it seems that Harry Palmer had to compile a lot of stuff. This company hadn't decided on whether they were going to ship their goods one way or some other way.
No, I know. Whether they were shipping through the Panama Canal or unloading in San Francisco and sending it across the Straits by whale.
Yes. Anyway, Harry Palmer took a chance and did them one way, and they were wrong. So he asked Jeff to help him do them the other way, because they have to be ready by the morning.
Sandwiches or biscuits, Marcia?
Oh, biscuits, please, Aunt Harriet.
Well, you can come and help me with the tray in a minute, if you like.
All right.
So Jeff's doing Palmer a good turn, eh? Pity he didn't take you along, too. You get along with Harry Palmer, don't you?
I was going, but Jeff said he'd probably be late.
I see. How are you two getting along these days? Still like cat and dog?
No, Uncle Chester. I've been a fool.
Well, humility, they say, is good for the soul. Now off you go and help your Aunt Harriet. I'm going to turn in early before this head takes hold.
I'll fix you some linen with eau de cologne, if you like.
It'll probably do as much good as these pills. Yes, I'm going to turn in early. Think out what I'm going to do with Jeff Pilgrim. He's not working at Palmer's. I happen to know, because those figures were complete on Percy Fleming's desk at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'd like to know what the chap is up to.
So that's how it is, eh, Stella?
Now you know. Jeff, What are we going to do?
I don't want to sound heartless, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going home this minute.
No. No, you can't.
Sorry, but I can.
But you don't seem to realize, Jeff. I meant what I said. I want you, Jeff. For mine. For keeps.
Good night. I'll talk to you in the morning.
No. Now, you can't let me kill you and just walk out without saying a word. Jeff, you can't do it. I don't throw myself at people, Jeff. I've never thrown myself at anyone before. Never, never, never. You can't just walk out on me. I love you. You can't go like this.
I'm walking out on you before Harry Palmer walks in.
Just like that, eh?
Yes, just like that.
I didn't think anyone could do this to me.
It's no one's fault but your own. I'm sorry if I don't fit in with your Greenwich Village notions of love, Stella. But I happen to be fond of my wife.
I thought I could get you so easily. And you can stand there and tell me to keep my love, thank you very much.
Oh, why must women be forever demanding love, refusing love, or bawling? Oh, Stella, pull yourself together. Shut up. You sound like a lost cop.
All right, Jeff Pilgrim. I haven't cried for years, and I shan't cry for years again. It's all right. You've escaped with your virtue.
I know. Now I'm expected to feel as though I've been brutal.
Feel anyhow you like.
Will Palmer drive you home?
After this, I might stay here.
Well, that's your affair. I'll see you in the morning.
How do you know I'll be there?
Actually, I'd rather you weren't. Good night, Miss Bronson.
And I will be there. No man's ever laughed at me before. And no man's ever going to again. I'll be in your office, Jeff Pilgrim. And before I'm finished with you, you'll wish you'd taken me in your arms tonight. Oh, yes, I'll be there.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.